ever coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Hello.
Wow. That was something.
Welcome to the eclipse. To the eclipse preview.
Yeah, this is where you all of your ears will learn what an eclipse sounds like before your eyes see it through protected eyewear. Protective eyewear tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you for taking it upon yourself to let the people know that
they must
be protected.
My mother texted me, and actually it was hilarious. So you just keep talking and then I'll pull up the text.
Okay. So it's Toby's duty to inform you that you must be protected optically at the complete total eclipse, total solar eclipse tomorrow afternoon it's my duty to let you know that this is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and no, your eyes do not, your ears do not deceive you. It's not 4 p.m., it's 1 p.m., because we stole Odds and Ends.
We're just
we
like
kidnapped
that.
Them. They're in the
they're
corner.
In the boot of a car, which we will be selling without showing them the boot. My mother said, I heard a story about solar eclipses.
You must wear eye protection.
All caps, until the eclipse is full. And then again as it comes out the other side. Did you buy it? And I sent her a fun picture of me in the eclipse glasses. She said, be oh so careful, please. And sent a heart eyes emoji. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thanks, Charlotte. As most of you know, tomorrow there will be a solar eclipse.
Hopefully most
Complete.
Of you know.
The first one in how many years?
I don't know.
We should
there
gather
was one
that
in like
information. There was, and we're kind of forgetting about it as a nation,
yeah,
I feel like.
I can try to find.
Yeah, please do. Anyways, the moon, the sun, and Earth will all be aligned.
Apparently,
totally aligned.
Entirely. According to John Green, or Hank, whichever one tells me everything I need to know.
I think it's Hank. He's the more scientific one.
Yeah. The last time one occurred was in 2017, but I thought that one was less. Right?
I don't know.
Apparently, this is something unique to Earth. Most planets don't actually have eclipses.
That's crazy.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
And also, this eclipses are actually very dangerous days, both for your eyes and for your cars, because cars are the most dangerous thing we do, driving cars, besides getting heart issues in America. And this is within the driving distance of 200 million people, and in 2017, traffic went way up.
Okay.
So, be okay. careful on the road there.
Good to know. Thank you.
Talking to you, Jake Merritt.
Thank you.
You should be worried.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we're... Hopefully some of you listening today are on your exodus out there into the path of totality, gearing up for your epic eclipse adventure. We'll be doing that tomorrow. However, Eli and Silas... the typical inhabitants of this hour at WMFO have already made their journey out to Vermont. And that's why they're not here. And that's why we stole their slot. So they're not actually kidnapped if you were worried. They're safe. They're fine. They're in Vermont.
We know a lot of you guys were really, really worried.
Yeah. I think they're actually listening. I hope they are. Because
fingers crossed.
We hadn't planned to do an eclipse show today, but they had requested two songs that would relate to the eclipse, and then we just took that idea and ran with it. So maybe we'll start with what they asked us to play here today to honor them and their memory. They'll be back next week. The first one is the Moon Song by Karen O and Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend.
Wow.
Plug new Vampire Weekend album here.
Oh,
which
no,
we won't be playing.
Listen,
originally, I wanted to play something from it, but that's not what we're here to do today.
It's not we're here.
We're here to listen to the Moon Song.
Yeah. There's a lot of good albums out recently, though. So we were talking about over breakfast, brunch.
Yeah. But that's just to reiterate, that's not what we're here to do today. We're here to talk about the eclipse and listen to eclipse-related music. So.
And the main difference between the two in 2017 and now, 2017, way smaller.
Okay.
Just path of totality, smaller, over less densely populated areas.
Okay.
This one, though, bigger, over more densely populated areas.
How exciting. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Let's hear the Moon Song.
Dear, I'll be there soon.
It's a quiet, starry swallowed up in space. We're here
a million miles away. There's no thing I'd keep from you.
It's a dark and shiny place, but with you, my dear, I'm safe and we're
a million miles away.
darling. I see the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right. No, 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 it's all
That was Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens, and deep apologies to Eli and Silas for playing the wrong moon song. I guess I just, like, admittedly I profiled you guys and assumed that you did not want to hear Phoebe Bridgers, or would not have played Phoebe Bridgers. I think I mostly profiled Eli. I'm really sorry.
He probably really dislikes you now.
Phoebe Bridgers' moon song is what was requested, and Ezra Conan Karen O, the moon song is what I played, and I just that was a slip up on my part, and I'm really just so sorry. But don't even worry, we'll be redeeming that at a later point in this hour that we are sharing together.
Somewhat known fact about Richie Havens. He had very large hands.
Wow.
Yep.
Doesn't he play a 12 string?
I believe oftentimes.
So
he's just a phenomenal player.
Do you think that helps?
His very large hands?
Yeah.
With the 12 strings or just with guitar?
With the 12 strings.
I don't...
Not that it's a bigger... Is it a bigger guitar?
No, it's about the same size.
Okay.
They just double the strings.
Yeah.
Like maybe... Probably maybe like somewhat in the way that, but it might be one of those things where it's like easier to start, mm-hmm. but to get really good, you got to get really good.
Yeah. And he's just really good. No,
I mean, he is.
Like, I would never imply that Richie Havens is that good because of a biological privilege. No, no.
Interesting. But you would with Michael Phelps?
I would with Michael Phelps.
Okay.
It's funny. I was also thinking about Michael Phelps.
And Katie Ledecky. I think most people who are really good do have biological privilege.
I don't know. Yeah. And maybe it's like they're freaks and they deserve the attention because, like, they're freaks.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to use that terminology.
What does Katie Ledecky have?
I just think if you're going to be that good at swimming or any sport, you have a biological advantage over the other
I know,
people.
But I'm just... Michael Phelps has, like, weird ankles.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure she has some weird stuff.
Also his lung capacity or something.
Yeah, I'm sure she has some weird stuff. She might have, like, extra high testosterone or something, or, like, very good lung capacity or something.
Extra high testosterone.
Well, that was a big deal. Remember, there was the one swimmer, I think, in NCAA, or there was, like, a runner or something.
Is this getting political?
No, it was just that it was a deal. There was, like, I believe it was some female runner who was very fast and who had to take... She was cisgender, but she had to take testosterone blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like hella heads were like, well, like, Michael Phelps has his own biological advantage, but we're not telling him, you know, you need to have worse shoulders, flexibility.
This is so interesting. Well.
Totally apolitical statement, just stating something happened. We're just chatting. I have no opinions.
No, you don't. Okay.
Nice. Other than the eclipse is awesome.
The eclipse is awesome.
Everybody should try to go see it. Everybody should go.
Yeah. Everyone should go. Okay.
Cool.
Next we're going to hear Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. Because, as we know, over the course of the eclipse, the moon blocks the sun. And for a moment...
Or 4.5 minutes.
For 4.5 minutes, if you're in the path of totality, Ain't No Sunshine. Okay. Bye.
she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south. Yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk. Take long to find me, I ask the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me, and are you gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Shadow, moon shadow.
Thank you. something strong. Play the song with the foggy break. Engel Card Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a down, but she never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
That was and is currently First Moonshadow by Cat Stevens.
And what a song. What a solo.
So lovely. I was admiring the picture of Cat Stevens on his Spotify profile. And it's just like, I just want to sit down and get to know that guy. He seems awesome.
Yeah. This is a crazy backing track, I gotta say.
It is Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Topical in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced an eclipse of any sort?
No, I have not.
Toby's trying to communicate something quietly, but
I'm just gonna. It sounds like it's peaking.
Are you hearing that? The song is peaking?
No, it sounds like when we talk, there's like, it's too high. It's too loud. The overall sound.
Oh.
What if we tried the song off? Would it be too crazy to?
I don't know. Hey, listeners, if your listening experience right now is negative, let us know. Hit us up. Don't call because I won't answer. But hit
I'll
us
answer.
Up.
We'd love a call. I love a call. It's.
I was gonna
855-915.
No.
WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
I was gonna say that when I was a kid, I was really into astronomy. And I used to follow the eclipse calendar. And so solar eclipses are much rarer than lunar eclipses.
Yes.
Lunar eclipses happen actually really frequently.
Yeah.
And whenever a lunar eclipse happened, I would make my family wake up or stay up late with me.
Yeah, I remember hearing this. That's a great fun fact.
And watch the moon turn red. It was actually so lovely. It's actually such a tranquil and beautiful experience to sit and watch that. In the depths of the night, it's much less climactic than a solar eclipse.
Yes, I love a lunar eclipse, I love a lunar. Are you not hearing it peaking?
No.
No.
What do you mean by peaking?
Like, you know when something gets too loud and it gets all like blurry sounding?
Yeah.
You're not hearing that?
No, I'm not hearing.
That's
it.
That's really weird.
I'm looking at the levels on the monitor. Maybe it's.
Oh wait. My thing wasn't plugged in right. That's my bad. Sorry, squad.
Sorry for gaslighting you guys.
But this is annoying now. Okay. Sorry about that, squad. When, as you know, I go to England in the summer.
growing up. As everyone knows.
As all the people are aware of. And like some of the most fun nights, we'd go and have a bonfire on the beach, and I'd see the moon go from like the level of a stop sign to like all the way up in the sky and then all the way back down.
Mm-hmm.
And like the color would change, the size would change. It would be awesome. And I would be freaking out, and everybody would be like, it's just the moon, calm down. And I'd be like, this is magical.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what I really love is the moon is like a notoriously difficult subject to photograph also. So you can't capture, and it's just like this ephemeral moment that you experience with yourself in the night.
Yeah, well, maybe you can't, but I'm kind of a master photographer, so
peep me
taking pictures of the eclipse. Peep me Oppenheimering the eclipse.
Another safety-related announcement regarding the eclipse is that I've seen some... So basically, I've been consuming most of my eclipse-related announcements / PSAs about the eclipse, sorry, via the New York Times Instagram. They're putting out a lot of material about this. Also, like, in the newsletter.
Yeah.
And I saw a little tidbit, a post about don't photograph the eclipse. Like, with... First, don't look straight at it.
I wouldn't dream
obviously,
of it.
But also, don't point your camera directly at it for an extended period of time.
Can it mess up the camera?
Yes.
Really?
But you could do it through the goggles. Or something. I don't know. Go check out the New York Times Instagram and update yourself. Educate yourself.
Not a product placement, but if NYT wanted to sponsor us, we'd be down.
There is some potential harm that could be done to your phone camera. So
see, I always feel like, and I know it's not, but I always feel like it's lying. It's like, Like I feel like I've looked at the sun, and my eyes aren't damaged.
I don't know. When I was younger, I really loved this book called Mosquito Land by David Arnold. If anyone has read it,
cool.
It's a favorite of mine.
Vroom vroom.
And the main character is blind in one eye because she looked at an eclipse
with one eye.
Yes.
My niche younger me book read was that wasn't like long fantasy series was The Toothpaste Millionaire, about a kid who was in like 7th or 8th grade and learned you could make toothpaste using like baking soda and like one or two other things, and started making a bunch of flavors and putting them in like mason jars, and just like got all his friends at school to start working on them and like gave them all equity. And then he like...
That explains so much about who you are today.
Honestly, yeah, it does. And it was really exciting. So...
That's awesome. Toby, do you have something to say to us?
I do. So I wanted to tell you all about my day. Yeah, no, that was a joke. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Fell off their ladders into the trauma center.
You heard me. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Well,
for tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank God they were using their ladders that close to the trauma center that they just
right?
fell
can
in.
Right? Can you imagine? That's a lot of people using them right next to the trauma center.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just thankful for that.
Did they fall
accident.
And roll in, or was there like, is there like a hole in the roof?
I feel like there's a hole in the roof and they're fixing it.
Nobody can fix a hole in the roof, in the trauma center roof.
No.
Yeah.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets
Should we play
in.
That one?
Abandon our... No. We can't abandon our theme.
But is it abandoning? Because when you think about it, a hole in the roof where the rain gets in? Or is it really just a hole through which you see the moon or the sun?
Think about it.
Think about that one.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm
I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree, never win. I wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will.
What a track. What a few tracks, actually. Those were just incredible.
Yeah. I don't actually know if I liked that song, the last one.
Yeah, me neither.
That one came from the New York Times recommended playlist.
You're trusting the New York
Staring
Times?
Staring at the Sun, TV on the radio.
We could play the one you sent me. You know that playlist?
That came from the one that I forwarded.
You sent me the MIT? Wow, I can't trust them ever. Yeah. But there's a guy named Bonnie the Prince. Like Billy Prince something. He's, uh-huh. His name changed. He's got like 6 or 7 different artist names.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I just thought of a song to play and then I forgot it.
Dude, that's a rookie move. How do you feel about the amplifier of solar eclipse soundtrack? Where is
Brian
it?
Brian Eno?
No. What? What do you think I'm doing? You think I'm a rookie?
What are you looking for?
I See a Darkness by Will Oldham.
I think I just want to play songs that we know and like.
Okay, well, I guess that's fine. Well, I'll play it to you later.
on that note, this is a song that I neither know nor consequently like, because I've never heard it before, so I don't know if I like it or not. But it did come from Eli and Silas, so we should play it.
We need to.
Their wishes.
It's obligatory.
This is REM, Man on the Moon. Do you have any thoughts? Or should we just play it?
Just play it.
All right.
No thoughts.
Play away.
Thank you. it's hard to live in the city fade.
It started about noon. On top of Mount Bat, we were all exclaiming, someone had a cardboard and a pin, and we all cried out when the sun appeared in tiny form on the notebook cover. It was hard to believe. The high school teacher we'd met called it a pinhole camera. People in the Renaissance loved to do that. And when the moon had passed partly through, we saw on a rock underneath a fir tree dozens of crescents, made the same way, thousands. Even our straw hats produced a few as we moved them over the bare granite. We shared chocolate, and one man from Maine told a joke. Suns were everywhere, at our feet. That was Seeing the Eclipse in Maine by Robert Bly.
Wow.
We hope you enjoy your eclipse wherever you may be viewing it. And we hope you enjoy your week. We hope you've enjoyed this show. It has been Songs with Words. And
plug for my show, Sticky and Zook.
Oh, I never introduced Mondays. You,
yeah,
actually.
It was a little bit
thank
messed
you for
up.
Joining me today, Toby.
I go by Zook on the air, so.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
thank you for joining me,
mess
Zook.
That up again?
Sorry.
Mondays at 8 a.m. Sticky will be mono-hosting tomorrow.
Awesome. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Make sure not to look right into the sun, but do know that the song before this was Ride Into the Sun by Lou Reed. Enjoy, everybody. Peace and love.
I've never seen you smiling so big. It's not.